Thank you. through the iris of the lung. I will always love you on a boulder by the shoulder. The paint will likely outlive both the feeling and the holder. In the age of global warming, when all things are growing colder, it's beautiful to write. Catching rainbows, not so good at catching trout. I'm good at blowing holes in things and ranting in self-doubt. I've got a way with time and space, but numbers freak me out. I've mostly dodged the dogmas of what life is all about. Passing through the iris of the world. Passing through the iris. Voices to myself the way I do. The road under the half moon sky rolls out in shades of blue. I'm raw anticipation of our rhythmic rendezvous. Loving the gift of loving again, loving I give to you. Passing through the iris of the world. Oh, passing through the iris.
And sometimes the iris of the world opens wide and is welcoming, and other times it kind of squints. I've seen a Heineken kissed by holy wind. Seen a mirror pool cut by golden fins. Seen others when they the man whose blessing you must accept without pity. Walked rifled roads and landmine low. Seen a forest.
the concrete fields of man. Sun ray, like a cabra bends. Sun will run and sun will stand. Everything is bullshit but the open beside strange waters, streams are beautiful, light tonight. But where is my pasture land? In these dark valleys, thank you. street light flows like blood. I can just taste salt on the humid wind. Here comes that gasoline, spreading hungry rainbow over shiny black tar. Night train.
ice cube in a dark gray shines like starlight. The moon is floating somewhere out at sea. I'm an island in a blur of noise and color. Alcatraz, St. Helena, Patmos in the shadow deep. Night train. Night train. Paul's been very much in the news, of course, tragically lately. I've had the good fortune to go there a couple of times, and first time in particular, produce some songs, of which this is one. Deep shade colored with the calls of cuckoos, the ring of coppersmith's hammer. High in the hiss of the wind, wind filled with spirits, and bright with the jangle of horse bells. Over the scratched up soil, the scorched earth wasted, long shadows lead women barren water. I watch the sway of skirts, think of moist spice forests. Still, midnight whispers in my ear. Rhododendrons in bloom, sharp against the spring snow, remind me of another time, in Japanese temple. There was a single orange blossom at the wrong time of year. Seemed like a sign. When I looked again, it was gone. Weaver's fingers flying on the loom. Pattern shift too fast to be discerned. All those years of thank you. got to go to some interesting places over the years. I suppose because I wasn't qualified to have a 9-to-5 job. So, I don't feel like I have leisure time anymore. I mean, no one in this world has leisure time. You might have time you can devote to what used to be thought of as leisure pursuits. You can book time to go skiing and stuff like that, or have a holiday in the sun. But I don't know if anybody can float anymore. Floating was something I did a lot of in my life, and I miss it, as a matter of fact. Just letting you know, I mean, I don't expect you to solve that problem. I'm sure you're relieved to hear that. But one night I was standing on a beach on Lanzarote in the Canary Islands, looking into the distance, where 50 miles away there was the coast of Morocco. And there were a lot of stars, and there was ocean.
Desperate to know where we stand. Planet of the clouds, in red shoes.
there was technology. Before that even, I had little tiny ones hanging off the end of my car. The company that makes these chimes makes a set of bass wind chimes that's 15 feet long. It weighs 600 pounds. And I want it. You know, I'll die wanting that part, I'm sure. I deserve it. Well, maybe, you know, that could be, depending on how those chimes approach you or you approach me. I might deserve it. Anyway, I'm going to take a little break after this next song, but I'll be back. At least that's the expectation, as long as I'm not crushed under the weight of the wing chimes. Sporadically rather than in concentrated lumps because I got this 3-year-old at home and I don't want to bore her. I'm indulging in excuse making here, but the bottom end's kind of going down my voice because no matter how much I shout, I can't practice as much at home as I would like to, as I used to do before I had a 3-year-old at home. And if I last long enough, we'll be able to do again once she reaches an age where she doesn't really care what I'm doing. It won't be that long. In the modern world, in 9 or 10, she'll be driving the car and taking off. Sulfur sky, a bunch of us were busy waiting, watching people looking ill at ease. Watching the frame rope get closer and breaking. Tears could sing. Texas. I did not write it. The guy who did write it lived in Texas. The guy who wrote it, his name was Blind Willie Johnson. He's one of the great street singers, a gospel singer from in the early part of the 20th century. Street singing in Houston. Please answer if you can. Is there anybody chillin' can tell me? Tell me what is the soul of a man? Oh, somebody tell me. Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell me what is the soul of a man? Traveled to the furthest lands, couldn't find nobody to tell me what about the soul of a man. Oh, somebody tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me what is the soul of a man. Thank you.
talking. I just came up in time. Was teaching the lawyers and the doctors that a man doesn't but his mind. Somebody tell me. Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell me what is the soul of a man.
Songs very much since the last album came out, because I was persuaded to write this wretched book. It's actually, I don't really feel it's a wretched book, but it was a bit of a wretched experience writing it. I'm used to writing a 30-line thing, you know. It's a couple hours, or maybe it might even stretch over days, but it's to sustain the kind of energy you need to write something that takes 3 years, it's been hard to say, and somewhat stressful. But anyway, it got done, and I'm actually pretty pleased with the result. But unlike a lot of books that I grew up with, this one has a title song. Thank you.
promises about who no details are known. Each one alone, yet not alone. Behind the pain, fear etched on the faces, something is shining like gold. You see the extremes of what humans can be. And in that distance, some tensions born. Energy surging like a storm. You plunge your hand in, you draw it back. Scorched, maybe it's shining like golden. Fortunately, I had the whole 20th century to work with pretty much, or at least the second half of it. I'm not that old yet. But the second half of the 20th century had a lot of interesting characters in it that we were able to put in the book. Henry Kissinger, for instance, and Donald Rumsfeld. Yes. You know, that reminds me. Having a three-year-old has an interesting, it's brought an interesting aspect or component to my life that I hadn't anticipated. I've had a child before. I have a daughter who was growing up and has four kids of her own, but it was a different world then. And I was in a different position. And now I live in San Francisco and I've got this kid and Castro Theater in San Francisco, they have movies that kids like with sing-along words and stuff, and then, you know, people go and do that. So we went, we took Iona to see that, the Sound of Music sing-along. And half the theater is gay couples, and the other half is like young families. And
It was half. Please, just generally, as it is for all of these sing-along events, and I suspect the demographics probably about the same. But they don't just sing. I don't know, are you familiar with the Sound of Music? More than you perhaps want to be. Certainly, that would fit me. I saw that thing when it first came out. My parents dragged me to see it. I hated it. I was so embarrassed for that I am 16 going on 17 scene. That alone just killed the movie for me. I was already dying, but that killed it. But going back again in another life, you know, with a different understanding of fun, it was great. So, you know, here's this theater full of gay couples, some of whom are in costume, as the characters in The Sound of Music. Every time the countess comes on, everyone hisses. The whole theater hisses. Every time that little brat that turns into a Nazi comes on, they bark like little dogs. The whole audience. Why do they do that? I don't know, but they all do, and they all know that they're supposed to do it. And, you know, I didn't know that, but I guess I learned it quick. But these people have done this before. Right? Anyway, somebody hissed there. I mentioned the Donald Rumsfeld, and I was just reminded of that. Countess Rumsfeld.
the power to the life all over me. It ricocheted all around. She got a mango in the garden. She leaves me. She got a mango in the garden for mystery. She got a mango in the garden. You got a mango in the garden, shares it with me. Sharks backed by the guns of market hungry military profiteers, whose word is a swamp and whose brow is smeared with the blood of the poor. Who rob life of its quality, who render rage a necessity by turning countries into labor camps, plotter enslavers and drag us champions of fear. The only response to the deification of tyranny by so-called recalled nations, idolatry of ideology. North, south, east, west, kill the best and defy the rest. It's just spend a buck to make a buck. You don't really give a flying fuck about the people in misery. You see the paid off local bottom feeders passing themselves off as leaders. Kiss the ladies, shake hands with the fellows, and it's open for business like a cheap bordello, and they call it democracy. They call it democracy. But we call it democracy. They call it democracy. You see the loaded eyes of the children too, trying to make the best of it the way kids do. One day you're gonna rise from your habitual feast to find yourself staring down the throat of the beast they call the revolution. They call call it democracy. And they call it democracy. And they call it democracy. Resolves and around it's a silver on the table. Thank you. The sun and the
Yeah. This feast of beauty can
just like the finest wine. So all you stumblers,